This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan Robinson from Hope 103.2 speaking right now with Jessica Gallagher, who you have like a treasure trove of experience at the Olympics. Jess, can you run through all the different activities that you've done at the Olympics?
Yes, so I compete at the Paralympics and have represented Australia in three sports.
Wow.
So alpine skiing, long jump and javelin, so athletics, and then the most recent one was track cycling in Rio.
Now, you were just at Rio and you took home, was it the bronze or the silver there?
Bronze medal in the 1 kilometre time trial.
That's incredible, which made you, if I'm correct in understanding this, the first athlete, isn't it, to medal at both Summer and Winter Olympics?
The first athlete in Australia, yeah. So that was a pretty exciting moment.
That is incredible. Listen, I've got a couple of questions related to this, Jess, because my understanding is you're legally blind, right?
Yes.
How do you get on top of a mountain and then figure out a way in downhill alpine skiing?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. My adaptive technology that I use is actually a human being. So I ski with a guide and they ski 7 to 10 metres in front of me. We wear headsets, so we have earpieces inside our helmets and a little microphone in front of our mouth. And my guide's job is to basically act as my eyesight as we're going down the mountain. And he or she will give me that verbal feedback through the headsets. And then they'll also be wearing a brightly coloured vest so that I can see them a little bit as well.
Wow. Now, What happens if you out-ski your guide? I mean, have you been faster than your guide down the mountain?
Yeah, it's a really critical element to being a vision impaired athlete, both in track cycling and in the skiing, as you mentioned. They need to be quite a bit faster than you because they take so much responsibility in, you know, firstly ensuring that you're safe going down the mountain at 100 kilometres an hour, which are the speeds we hit when we're racing. But then that means they have to be phenomenal athletes themselves. So they're usually ex-Australian representatives or top-level racers in their own right.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, today is World Sight Day, and I understand, I couldn't believe this as I was reading it, that there's estimated by 2020, 100,000 Australians over 40 will be blind if action isn't taken. And so we're drawing attention to this today, aren't we?
We are drawing attention to it. It's they're incredible statistics. And I think, you know, eye health is something that really people take for granted. And, you know, when I was 17, I lost over 90% of my eyesight to an incurable eye disease. So it wasn't preventable, but over 90% of the vision loss that we're seeing today is actually preventable. So World Sight Day and the Snap for Sight campaign that Vision 2020 Australia are running is a really great way about to encourage Australians to take notice and make that connection between how significant their eyesight is for them.
Wow. Now, listen, here at Hope, we have an umbrella of trust. And I need to share with you, Jessica, that I don't know when the last time I had an eyesight exam was. And I'm a little bit concerned now hearing that it's World Sight Day today.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be the only Australian who probably can't quite remember when they last had their eyes tested. And it's really quick. It's easy. It's simple to make a booking. And there are a significant amount of Australians who have, you know, eyesight that has deteriorated that actually could have been prevented or is actually curable as well. So the Snap for Sight campaign, we're asking people to take a photo of something that's really significant to them that they would miss if they lost their eyesight, post it on social media with the hashtag Snap for Sight, and really try and make that connection about why your eyesight is so important to you. I think we really take it for granted. And, you know, for me personally, I've had that experience of having eyesight and then having it deteriorate over the past 10 years or so. And I know it's really important for me to make other people aware that, you know, eyesight and eye problems don't necessarily mean there's eye pain. And I think that's the biggest issue for most people is that they will only go to a doctor if they're in pain.
Yeah.
And your eyes don't necessarily do that. So the Snap for Sight campaign, World Sight Day, it's a really great initiative to just get people aware.
Fantastic. Now, if people do want to find out more about World Sight Day, do you know where they can head along to?
Absolutely. So they can head to the snapforsight.com website.
Yeah.
That'll have all the pictures that people are posting. It has all the information about eye health in Australia and further information on, you know, if you're really unsure of how to make a booking with an optometrist, they can find all that kind of information there.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, yeah, Jess, thanks so much for taking the time out to talk with us today. And again, congratulations on Rio.
Thank you. Yeah, it was an incredibly exciting game.